25 years after its original publication, Do I Have to Say Hello? Aunt Ilya's Manners Quiz for Kids and Their Grown-Ups is back. In a series of lighthearted multiple-choice quizzes, alternative scenarios, and true or false questions, Delia Ephron and Edward Corin, the author and illustrator team who brought us the best-selling How to Eat Like a Child, depict a range of possibilities that reflect life as it is, as well as life, well, as it ought to be. The book covers table manners and car manners and video game manners and school manners and soccer manners and much, much more. Delia Ephron is a best-selling author and screenwriter. Her movies include The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, You've Got Mail, Hanging Up, and Michael. And it's always a pleasure to welcome Delia Ephron to the roundtable. Good morning. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you. And it's always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Well, thank you. I always like to do it. It's so much fun.
Well, tell me how this project got started for you. The book goes back to 1989. So what is it about this subject was something that you were interested in and wanted to ponder?
Well, I picked up my nephew at the airport. He was about 8 years old. And the first thing he said to me was, take me to the baseball card store, Aunt Delia. So on the way home from the airport, I started to play this manners game with him where I would say, okay, your aunt meets you at the airport. Do you give her a big hug and a kiss? Do you burp? Or do you say, take me to the baseball card store? And I had him in hysterics by the time he got home. I mean, just with every sort of scenario you could think of table manners. And this became a game that we played all the time. So I, of course, being a writer and having this wonderful collaborator at Corin, you know, turned it into a sort of just this book about Do I Have to Say Hello? Aunt Delia's Manners Quiz. And the whole point was really just to make kids laugh their brains out and learn to have a little manners.
And as you say, it's not just for kids, it's for their grown-ups as well. So in a perfect world, you envision this being used how?
Well, one reason I wanted to redo it was out of print, and it still was getting these amazing reviews on Amazon for, you know, buying it secondhand, and librarians were saying that it should be in print. And so I felt like, oh, you know, it would be so great because things have changed so much. And then I went down to Nashville to this party, and I didn't know anyone. And I went up to someone, a husband and wife, and I said, you know, I gave them my name and introduced myself. And she went, Aunt Delia? And then she got so excited, and she called and she phoned her sister up right there and said, Aunt Delia's here, you know, and she'd grown up on the book. So I just thought, I mean, I want to redo this. You know, there's so many opportunities. For one thing, we need soccer manners, do we not? Have you been to a soccer game?
I have. Now, where do you feel the manners come in?
Well, what? Excuse me?
Where do you feel the manners come in?
What do you mean? Oh, at soccer games?
Yes.
In every way. The parents on the sidelines are simply out of control. So,
yes.
I mean, I had so much
They need
much
to calm down.
That.
Yeah.
Because Uncle Jerry is always misbehaving in the book and yelling horrible things and trying to attack the referee.
Right.
And of course, the kids on the field, they have to learn to be gracious. They have to learn not to scream when things don't go their way. And so I had so much fun with soccer manners and video game manners, which we need also, right?
Right. What do you think that most of us have a sense of manners that we do have them, we just don't always employ them? That it's someone innate.
See, I don't really know if that's true. I think with all this technology, frankly, it's leading us away from good manners because people are so much more in love with their phones than with anything else. So I actually think it's an important time to be teaching children things like, do I have to say hello? Yes, you do, and you cannot mumble high and pick your nose. Instead, I think those things have become actually more important now than ever before. Mm. Looking people in the eye, you know, all that stuff. And if there's a way to make it really funny and teach it, I think it's probably more critical now than it ever has been.
I just wonder if, like, it seems like instinctively, even if somebody was saying, well, do I have to say hello? Well, like, deep down, you know you should say hello. It's just that we often enable people and children to not say hello.
Yeah, I think it's true. I think sometimes it's easier to have, I mean, I guess it's easier to have bad manners, but everybody so appreciates it when you have good manners, when you thank people properly, and when you appreciate things they do for you. I mean, it's really an important part of life. It's just that I don't believe, I mean, I'm not a scolder, and I'm not really an educator. I'm somebody who's funny.
Right.
So I'm approaching this from how can we have the best time in the world?
You, when it comes to Aunt Delia, tell me about the pleasures of being an aunt.
An aunt?
Yes.
Oh, it's like the greatest ever. Well, because I guess because, again, the fun quotient, you know, you don't really have to worry about them in the way that their parents do. They don't have to worry about everything. And so I just had great nieces and nephews, and they just played this huge role in my life. You know, I think that we have all sorts of relationships that are sort of underrated in life, like nieces and nephews, or like when you get older, you can have friends that are even sort of half your kids, half your friends. You know what I mean? They're younger. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've mentored so many writers, and I consider them, you know, part of my family. So there's all sorts of relationships we have which are not categorized.
What do you think, well, give us an idea. You talked about how you wanted to do the book. So what is new in the book? What were you able to
add? Oh, well, of course, first of all, mucus became snot.
Okay.
Let's start there. Okay. But obviously the phone chapter went out because children do not need to answer the family phone anymore.
Right.
And the TV manners went out because really families don't share the remote in the same way. Kids tend to watch on, you know, things like iPads. They tend to watch their things on those. So there were things that went right out. And then I knew I wanted a karate affirmation thing because, you know, you say affirmations before and after karate, so I wanted to do something really funny about that. You know, I am brave, which are these are the right things to say before and after karate. You know, I am brave, I am strong, I am bananas, you know, I choose friends who have trampolines. You know, I mean, I just got to have a lot of fun with the way the things kids do now. And as I mentioned, soccer. But things stayed exactly the same, like the birthday party chapter where the little girl is queen for a day, basically, and I mean,
yes,
a total terrorist. And I didn't touch that chapter because I think that's just, you know, the only thing I changed in that chapter was instead of a birthday cake, I had cupcakes.
Mm.
So I interviewed parents. I had friends who were parents read the book and mark anything for language. And then I went to schools. I went to this school nearby, and I interviewed third graders about their lives and what they argued with their siblings about and their parents, and I was able to just sort of update it by interviewing.
Are there any new illustrations, or were they all in the original book?
Yes, Ed did. Oh, he did. Edward Corin. He did. Yep. Well, first of all, he kept tweaking his old ones. He couldn't keep his hands off them, but he also just did, when we added soccer manners and video game manners and karate, and he did just hysterical, wonderful new drawings for all those chapters.
Does...
You know, he's my... I've collaborated with him before. He was my... I think of him as my guardian angel because we did How to Eat Like a Child together, and
right,
the reason we did it was that he gave this thing I had written to the New York Times, and it was published, and it was my first big thing that happened to me as a writer, and I was offered a book contract from it, and suddenly I could support myself. So I consider Ed to be, you know, just so important in my career and life.
Such a talented illustrator and cartoonist.
Oh, he's
of course,
just amazing because
yeah,
they're magical drawings, I think, because he never repeats it. For me, because I write funny, you don't want someone to repeat the joke, and he does this whole version of, he does something totally crazy and unexpected you never would imagine.
You started off talking about this, but I'm just curious as to the when a book like this has been out for so long that obviously you're getting into other generations. So with the release, what have you heard from people who, I assume it's gotten to the point where people remember it from their childhood and are passing it on?
Yeah, but also, I mean, people who don't, I mean, I just got a call the other day that someone's child thought it was the funniest book they'd ever read, which I consider the biggest compliment in the universe, a compliment from a child because it's so pure. And I knew it worked because it's always worked. It always made my nephews fall off their chairs. So I just had to keep in that vein. But I now have a generation of friends with very young children, and so the one thing I did change was, in addition to the dedication to my nieces and nephews, I dedicated it all to my friends with little kids that I'm very close to, because now it's, you know, I mean, the truth is you always have to say hello, don't you? I
right.
mean, that never changes.
Well, the name of the new book is Do I Have to Say Hello? Aunt Delia's Manners Quiz for Kids and Their Grown-Ups. It has drawings by Edward Corin, and Delia Ephron is the author. The book is out from Blue Rider Press. Delia, thank you
and
so much for
it. It's a very good holiday present, I would like to say.
Absolutely. A beautiful book and beautifully put together. It is Do I Have to Say Hello? Delia Ephron, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure.
Thank you for having me. I'd love to talk to you.
Thank you so much. Right back to you. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.